And I now hand over to David Lewis, who is talking to the Honourable Barnaby Joyce MP.
Thank you, David, and welcome, Barnaby. Barnaby, I realise you've just dropped into town today, and can I say you've picked a really good time to be on the road with the snow predicted for later in the week or early next week. Nice time to stay at home in the office, or yeah. Back at the office.
Well, it's great. Actually, I miss not seeing the snow, to be quite frank. We've got to head back down to Canberra, so maybe I'll see it on the way down. But it's great to be in Glen Innes, and we've been doing a couple of jobs here, but I suppose one of the big things is the $25,000 from the Community Broadcasting Fund, which is going to be so important, keeping this vital piece of community infrastructure, part of the Fourth Estate, going in Glen Innes. I know in the past we've helped out with the transmitter, and we've helped out with the renos, and now the Commonwealth taxpayers helping out with just keeping you going whilst COVID is still alive.
Yes, absolutely, and we can't be more appreciative to everyone involved in that. As you can imagine, everyone's suffering with the coronavirus, including our local businesses, and our local businesses are our biggest supporters outside of taxpayer funding. So when they start losing money, they have to cancel their sponsorship with us, which makes it pretty difficult for us to pay the bills. So that's been a huge boost for us, and will ensure that we're here and viable for a long time to come. So we appreciate that.
Well, we need to. We've been trying to make sure that media outlets, whether it's Manila Express or whether it's Scone.com, and is supported. And it's great to see that this is also being successful in receiving funds so that we can give the people of Glen Innes and Deepwater a genuine local voice in what they hear. And because people want to hear about their own local area, not rip and reads from Sydney, to be quite frank.
Exactly right. And it is what you say is true. Local media is important, but it's not as common as it was maybe say 50 years ago to hear a local voice on the radio. But with the likes of 2CBD and there's 450 odd other community radio stations around the country, that's guaranteed to local communities. So I totally agree. Obviously, I'm biased, but totally agree. Where community radio is essential. So I understand you've been in Glen Innes for most of the day.
Yeah, we've been in Glen Innes, especially in regards to the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of victory in the Pacific. There were two returned servicemen who are in the Glen Innes area, and we presented them with their medallions, further commendation of the service. And if they hadn't given their service to the nation and so many others like them, and tragically so many were killed, that we wouldn't be having these freedoms we've got now. Sometimes we just take it for granted, but we look back at some people's, their parents, their grandparents, many of them are great-grandparents, and said, well, if those people hadn't done that work and hadn't made that sacrifice, I wouldn't be living with the freedoms I've got now. I'd be living a completely different life, as maybe a partial slave or a subjugated person, with an overlord. I don't have that because someone had the ticker to get out and basically protect those rights, and another person had the nous to know how to support the infrastructure so they could.
Mm. And what you say is true. It's easy for all of us to take that for granted because there's so many of us in all communities across Australia who weren't around when that was happening, yeah. Who didn't see the sacrifices firsthand, and the recognition that was given today and is continually given is important, not just for the people who made the sacrifice, I feel, but their families as well.
That's correct. I mean, for every person who served, there's probably three, maybe two kids, and then there's 4 or 5 grandkids, and then there's 12 or so great grandkids, and then there's 30 or 40 great grandkids. So there's a whole range of people connected to the person back to who served, and I suppose that's the whole point of why they say lest we forget, because if you did forget, then you're taking them for granted. You're thinking that they just did it because they're bored or something. They did it because they didn't want you to live without the freedoms and the prospects that you should have. And so your freedoms aren't by chance. They're bought and paid for with the service of other people.
And often with the lives of those people. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Over 103,000 people have got their names, unfortunately, on brass plaques at the War Memorial. And it's not just them. It's the ones who are maimed, the ones who were psychologically broken, the ones whose marriages broke up, the ones who lost the opportunities of being able to pursue their career and their business or whatever because they chose to take a big chunk of their life out and go overseas and serve.
Well, that's right. And I'm just reminded of a quote, which I will probably massacre right now, but I've seen it on a plaque somewhere on a Vietnam memorial, and that was that so many lives were given at Vietnam, but they weren't necessarily lost in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So many lives were affected afterwards and lives lost after these people came home, and that's a tragic thing, and we absolutely need to recognise it.
That happens now. There's multiple people. Unfortunately for the people we lost in Afghanistan, I think it's 41. I think we've lost in excess of 200 to suicide since they came back.
No, it's tragic to think about, but we do need to think about it, and as you say, lest we forget. Barnaby, if you've got some time to stick around, we might just have a quick few words from our sponsors.
Sure.
We'd like to recognise them. They help us. So, and, of course, if you're listening, please support our sponsors because they support us.
Gurrawa Gallery is home to internationally acclaimed Aboriginal artist Lloyd Hornsby. Call in to view a selection of Lloyd's significant artworks and the current exhibition, or visit our new interactive website with all of the works online, gurrawagallery.com. Bring along your friends and relax in the wonderful COVID-safe atmosphere at the gallery, whilst enjoying a great Merlot coffee and something tantalising from the menu. Make your day even better with a visit to our sponsor, Gurrawa Gallery on Church Street South.
2CBD are pleased to introduce our new sponsor, the Glen Innes Dental Clinic, located at 209 Burke Street, Glen Innes. To make an appointment, call in and see the friendly team or give them a call on 67 32 51 84. The Glen Innes Dental Clinic, helping keep a smile on your dial.
You're listening to your local community FM radio, 2CBD.
Thanks again. As you would have heard, we've got our local MP, Barnaby Joyce, in the studio. Very, very busy man. He's going to take off. So we just wanted to take the opportunity to say thank you, Barnaby, for dropping in. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, David. And thank you, David. And thank you, Glen Innes. And thank you, Deepwater. And thank you, all the areas around Pinkerton, all those areas that are listening to this. It's great to have a local community radio station giving you your personal community story.
Absolutely. Thanks again.